WNYC Studios is supported by the Public Theater, presenting the world premiere of Jordans, a new play by Ife Olujobi about two young black colleagues forced together and torn apart by their race, ambition, and otherworldly circumstances. Directed by Whitney White, begins April 11th. Learn more at publictheater.org.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And John, we're going to turn our attention to a most curious story right now, and that has to do with some European Union rules that essentially govern the size and shape of fruits and vegetables. They're debating that there in Europe.
They're so civilized over there. Come on.
It's been great fodder for us here at The Takeaway, but we're going to turn to BBC correspondent Dominic Hughes right now, who's in Brussels, where the European Union is meeting. So, Dominic, first of all, explain these rules to us.
Okay, bear with me. It's a long and complicated history. It basically has its roots long before, and you'll pardon the vegetable-based pun, it has its roots long before the formation of the European Union itself. Basically, these were marketing standards put in place so that when buyers for supermarkets and the like placed orders for produce, they knew what they were going to get. So if you placed orders...
For produce?
Yeah, for produce, for something like fruit or vegetables. If, say, you placed an order for 20 class 1 courgettes or zucchini, you would get zucchini of a certain size and shape, and you knew what you were getting if you were buying from abroad, for example. But these rules then became more and more complex, more and more restrictive, until they basically became shorthand for an interfering, over-bureaucratic way of European life. And they came to symbolise, for critics of the European Union, a sort of Euro-madness, where the European Union made rules and regulations covering every aspect of life and interfered left, right and centre. Now, the European Commission said that's a myth, that these rules were introduced at the behest of the producers and the buyers themselves. But they say their time has now passed, and so they're scrapping these rules that cover standards for 26 different types of fruit and vegetables.
Which are?
Well, everything from apples and strawberries to celery to cabbages and mushrooms. But for example, one of the classic stories in European folklore is the story of the straight banana, which is a largely sort of fictitious story, one enterprising
European bananas are all gay?
Not that kind of straight.
Oh, I see.
Straight as
Sorry.
In, you know. Yeah, straight.
Gotcha.
And a British journalist came up with this story about a European rule on straight bananas. I'm not entirely sure that it was entirely truthful, but it came shorthand for this sort of European regulation madness. But the bananas actually are exempt from this because they're covered by a different agreement to do with trade with Central and South America.
So they have different rules.
Yeah, different rules for the bananas. Thank the Lord.
So will this day always be Liberation Day for misshapen zucchinis and celery?
Let's hope so. You could almost see the relief on the face of the spokesman when he made the announcement today at the European Commission. He said, this is a happy day for the curvy cucumber, the knobbly carrot, and other amusingly shaped fruits and vegetables. But he was probably thinking of a great British show from the 1970s called That's Life, when they would often have a segment featuring shall I say, oddly shaped carrots and other root vegetables that people would take photos of and send them in. And it was funny in the 70s.
I think I'm going to leave it there, Dominic.
I would if I did.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. Dominic Hughes is a BBC correspondent reporting from Brussels, where the European Union has now lifted, or as you would say, John, has liberated odd-shaped fruits and vegetables.
Thank God for that.